toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, the website actually allows you to not only learn more about the program and interact with our listeners, but also to influence the content of the show. Now, the best way to influence the show is to call in, and you can literally bring up anything. But another good way, it's not quite as effective, is to use our website where you can submit news stories, you can submit videos and blog posts and whatever it is you think's interesting. And our other listeners will vote them up and vote them down, and you can vote them up and down as well. And the most popular stories make it to the front page of our website, meaning they're more likely to be used by us in the show prep each night. So head on over, enjoy. It's free at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Kanan is listening in Colorado. Kanan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hi, Kanan. You're on the air. What's on your mind? He's gone, apparently, Kanan.
I think he tried to say hello and it hung up.
I don't know what happened there. Let's try Abel listening in New Hampshire. Abel, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Mark.
Howdy.
Abel, howdy. What's on your mind?
Hey, the whole business of being armed and when to use it is a really, really troubling concern for myself.
Now, Abel, are you talking about when to use it in regards to private person violence or government on private person violence?
I don't know why we should distinguish.
Well, I'll tell you why, because it's about the illusion of legitimacy that the government people have in people's minds. And to our listeners just tuning in, last hour we had a lengthy conversation about Mark and myself coming to a position of peace rather than violence against the state, the oppressors in the state. And the reason is because when you defend yourself against a criminal that's not working for the state, then the people that are around you, your neighbors, that hear, they may hear about that story, will support you. They'll say, well, yeah, you gave that guy what's for. He was threatening your family. It was entirely appropriate for you to do what you did. But the state has the aura of legitimacy around it. So even though we understand that the state is engaging in the same kinds of criminal activities, albeit on a much larger scale as many other smaller criminals do, they're stealing, they're threatening, they're intimidating, they're using violence on people, and they're getting away with it. We understand these to be the case, but most people don't understand that. Most people look at the violence of the state and they say, oh, well, you know, that's our system, and we voted for the representatives, and they passed the laws, and they said that that's okay. And right. So it's all right when the state
Barack Obama, I just heard him last night say that the state is the monopoly privilege on the use of force or something. Monopoly yep. force or something like that.
Monopoly on violence.
Yeah, monopoly on violence. And so, I mean, he's accepting it.
So so it's all about how you're seen by people and what they think of what you do. So it's really a practical aspect aside from the moral issue of lowering yourself to their level and using violence. It's all about how people look at it.
Well, I don't think it's a lowering to a level if what you see happening is about to do grievous bodily harm or...
Sure, sure. I understand what you're saying. Can you address the perception issue?
The perception issue is, of course, you know, a valid point on your part. I'm not going to argue that at all.
Well, there you
but
go.
I think there's a level at which, you know, we have to stop them. And I don't know how to go about that the best way. I think that actually having the open carriers at the 420 event in Nashua probably, you know, set back the some of the activity that may have occurred there. On the part of the police,
you think that because there were people carrying guns at a cannabis celebration, that the police were less violent?
Yes.
Okay, it's pure speculation. In fact, at that particular event, the police used the guns as a reason to amp themselves up even further. Now, nothing happened as a result. I would say it's because there were several video cameras around that the police
behaved. Well, I'm certainly not going to argue with you that that video and speech and observation and witnessing are not the most important thing to fight the violence of the state. I am not going to argue with that at all.
You win by fighting. That's just it. I don't think you win peace by fighting.
Well, I'm just saying that there has to be a point at which we interfere with these guys when they're about to kill somebody.
Well, Abel, here's where I have the dilemma with what you're talking about, and it's that if I spend a lot of time thinking about it, and one has to, if one is to be effective in the use of violence, one must be good at it. Right? So you have to spend a lot of time thinking about it, practicing, and doing all these things. If I spend my mental time doing those things, then I feel that I'd be more likely to use them before I should. And if you use it before you should, likely if you use it when you should, you'll still be painted by the media as a madman, you'll be gunned down in a hail of bullets, and you'll be as effective as Carl Draga. Look him up on the internet, Carl Draga.
I know the story of right. Carl Draga. You do not have to, and he was a lone guy that I'm not talking about doing it alone. I don't think that it needs to be done alone.
Well, the point I'm making is that it's likely that if I were to be the one who is trained and ready and all those things, that I would be too quick to jump the gun, and so I'm just not prepared to spend invest a great deal of my time being prepared, practicing, shooting. In my case, owning a gun would be a felony, so it'd be very dangerous for me to even do that. Or going to martial arts class and spending hours and hours and hours each week, you know, practicing for this situation, Aikido accepted. That's the problem for me, is that what it does to me on the inside.
I think that anybody that properly trains in the use of defensive force is a good portion of any of that training has to be, you know, the spiritual thing of,
yes,
of, you know, being aware of the right moment to use it. I mean, I went out to, front site, on the advertised free gun course and they did spend a good amount of time on, you know, what is the right point in which to use it. Now, of course, they would never advocate it being used against a law enforcement officer, even though they on regularly occasions are out there harming and killing people.
Look, Abel, I understand what you're saying, and I get the emotion. I know the justification, and I think it's I don't think it's unjustified to do what you're suggesting, but I still think it's impractical, and I don't think it's going to get you where you want to go in the long run. It might get you dead, but it's not going to get us after the fact, the rest of us, if we're still alive and you and your posse go out and whatever the hell it is you're planning on doing.
I'm not saying my posse. I'm just saying that your loved one, you know, be murdered. What are you going to do about it?
You're saying get a bunch of people together and do some sort of violence against the state?
No. I'm saying at that moment, interfere with that action.
You're talking about killing cops.
No, I'm not talking about killing him. I'm talking about stopping him from killing somebody else.
Well, if you can stop them from killing him, if you can stop them without using violence upon them, I think that'd be fine.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to put hands on them. You know, it may not be, you know, pulling the firearm and shooting him. It may be, you know, six big guys, you know, grab them by the arms and say, "You're not going to do this. I'm sorry."
I can't say I would have a problem with that.
If they're killing a family member of yours or something like that, I'm not going to tell you that that's not the time to do something. But if they're putting a family member of yours in handcuffs,
is that this is going to come up?
I don't think it is.
Or are you going to say, Mark,
if they're putting a family member in handcuffs, you're talking about something entirely different. You'll live to fight another day. You know, I mean, that's you use whatever you can in order to stop them, you know, to go after them and hassle them for doing such a thing.
I can't say I would have a problem. Abel, thanks for the call. I can't say I would have a problem with six burly men stepping in the way and somehow disarming a cop. I couldn't say there'd be a problem with that.
No.
More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our website. They are totally free, and those features include our webcam. You can watch and listen and chat all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com. That is cam.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on the issue of violence in response to the violence of the state. Besides the fact that I have a firm belief that violence begets violence, I think there's plenty of evidence to show that in throughout history, that violence just keeps leading to more violence, keeps leading to more violence. Somebody has to break that cycle. But what you end up getting from the people that are still in the violence mindset, as we used to be, and Luther, you've been relatively kind of on the outs in this conversation. I mean, how do you feel about this? Have you ever been where Mark and I have been?
Yeah.
Have you,
absolutely.
What's your path been like?
Oh, geez. I guess it was when I read Mary Ruart that really changed things for me.
Really? What about it?
Just as an alternative, and it seemed like a more productive alternative, really, to through nonviolence and non-cooperation rather than just, you know, it just seems like, you know, if you go in with this mindset that, you know, oh, yeah, I'll defend myself and I'll, you know, we'll raise the revolution and it'll happen and we'll overthrow these shackles. You know, it's just going to cycle through more of the same.
They're ready for that. They are prepared for that. And so what you end up getting, as we got from Abel during his call, was these ludicrous scenarios. It's what we were talking about during the break, the idea that, you know, at some point you're going to come across a situation where the government people are trying to murder your wife. And so in that particular case, you know, is it okay to go ahead and engage in violence to put a stop to it? Well, what I suggested
I don't fear that situation.
That's just the
government agents are going to be coming after, you know, coming after my family and attempt to kill my wife. It seems more likely to me that they would attempt to take my child from me and call me an unfit parent. It seems more likely to me that they would come after me and plant some kind of evidence to drag me off to jail for a very long time.
That makes
more sense to me than anything else.
But that's what happens when you're in this mindset of expecting to have to use violence someday against the government, as you start thinking up these, you know, scenarios that are in many ways very unlikely to happen. But if you were in some sort of situation where you came to believe that your wife or your loved one was in a mortal danger from government agents, you're in your house, they've come in, they've raided your home, it's you and your wife, they've got a gun to her temple. Is that the right time?
Well, I think that we on the show have presented many scenarios where cameras do far better than guns. And I think if you have your smartphone out enabled with Quick that streams directly to the internet and you have the camera on these cops, first off, I don't think you'll get to the point where the cops are training a gun on your wife at that. I just don't think that's going to happen. They may shoot you because you have a camera, but they won't have gotten to that point. So you're already in a scenario where you're showing them for the violent people they are straight to the internet, and they can't do anything about it. It's not like they can take the camera and erase the film.
Right.
So
whereas if you pull a gun in that scenario and decide to go after the cops who are threatening your wife with a gun, then they blow you away. Then your wife gets to watch you die in front of her. And then, you know, be raped by the cops or whatever other ludicrous scenario.
That doesn't seem likely to me.
What would be likely? I think what would be more likely in a case where they were to put a gun against your wife's temple would be that they weren't actually intending to shoot her. In the same way that there have been stories where the cops will come in and they'll point guns at the household pets, or they'll rough up your kids a little bit or rough up your wife a little bit. There have been stories like that. The reason why they do it is to get a reaction out of you. They put a gun to your wife's head. They expect you're going to do something about that. I mean, you love her, don't you? So they expect you to lunge at them or to pull a weapon or do something, and that allows them the excuse they need to blow you away, and then they can just say, hey, he came after us. There's nothing that, you know, hey, we're just doing our jobs. He came after us. He's crazy. We had to kill him. So I think that even in a situation where you believe they're going to do something, maybe they weren't going to do something to your wife after all. Maybe they were just trying to get you to act out against them by getting you to believe that something like that was happening. I mean, we're in this crazy scenario in the first place. I'm just looking at an alternative possibility within the crazy scenario that might not have been what you expected.
I think better time spent than, spending, you know, all this time thinking about these things to set up some cameras, on the outside of your house, on the inside of your house, wherever.
Yeah.
To have your smartphone able with Quick from Quick.com was Kate.
Quick.com.
And, that way you're armed with cameras, because cameras really are the new gun.
That's what the lady had out in California. Mm-hmm. Star, as we talked to her earlier, I think it was earlier this week, she had a front door mounted camera. And she had a video camera in her hands. And our caller earlier was saying something different. Well, can you imagine what would happen if she'd blown those guys away? Yeah, I can. She'd end up dead.
Yeah.
And now she's out. At least she's alive. She can tell her story. She can promote her story on YouTube. She can get people to learn about what's going on. She can get people to see the tyranny of what is happening in her town and the way they're treating her and her loved ones. Whereas if she had blown those cops away, all we would have would be the newspaper account.
Yep. Which would be state slanted.
Absolutely.
Yep.
They get all their information from the state agents, and of course they talk about how this crazy woman, she had a gun, we had to take her out. This is the crazy sovereign movement. They're a bunch of nut jobs.
Yeah, that wouldn't bring anybody to the liberty movement. That would just draw them away or push them away. I mean,
absolutely right.
Oh, it cements in their mind that there's the government's going to, if you collect all together, the government's going to come in and wipe you out.
And it happens every time. Every time somebody uses violence against the government people, whether it's the killdozer guy or whether it's the guy that walked into the city council meeting and iced the mayor and shot a couple of city councilors, you can go down the history of it. Or if it's people gathering together in the woods to practice their military things, like with the Hootery, as we heard about recently. Now, they never actually got around to killing any cops because they were infiltrated by the FBI. And, of course, you can point out the FBI likely fomented some of those ideas of violence because, well, that's what they do. The evidence shows that the FBI has essentially ginned up the violence in these groups in the past. But nonetheless, you know, they were stopped before they could even get to anything, presuming that's what they were going to do. And if they were to have been successful in killing some cops, then the all points bulletin would go out and all of the cops would get up and they'd, you know, be working overtime to go and track every single member of that group down. And while every single member was still not tracked down, it would become a complete and total police state for the rest of us. And, of course, the good little citizens would look at all this and they would say, oh, my gosh, thank goodness we've got the government here to keep us safe from these maniacs. That's what the people would look at this and they would say, you would
be already saying, they're already essentially saying that. If you listen to sort of the progressive shows out there, mm-hmm. I was listening to it's the Stephanie Miller show, and she was talking about how these people, and she was talking about the patriot types, these people are dangerous. And then she rattled off some situations where, the killdozer situation, mm-hmm. the guy flying the plane into the IRS building.
They're all in the same club, even though none of them know each other.
The Oklahoma City bombing, guys.
Yep.
She talked about them. These people are dangerous. She didn't mention the Unabomber, who was a leftist. She didn't mention the Earth First people who blow up property and destroy property, who are leftists. She didn't mention any of the leftist terrorists.
The Animal Liberation Front.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like the dangerous end of PETA or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And she didn't mention any of these people. She just said those people are dangerous.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And on our website, freetalklive.com, you get archives. The archive delivery system, a little bit different now than it used to be. It used to be on the left side of the screen when you go to freetalklive.com. Now it is at the top. Well, not the very top, but it's right underneath the menu bar. It's at the top of the content area of the site. So take a look at the new setup. And, of course, our podcasts are still available for you with archives going all the way back to the beginning of 2009. It's totally free for you. freetalklive.com. And the 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we go to the phones and the fun, we'll talk to, first go to Jeremy listening in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hi, Ian Luther, Mark. So when I started my transition from, you know, being kind of middle of the road, kind of Democrat, kind of Republican to Libertarian, there came a point where, as I learned more and more, I think a lot of people went through this, they got angry.
Yes.
And it's very easy to be angry and let that anger consume you, because it is enraging. The government,
yes.
The thing is that the use of course is force is sickening, no matter who does it.
Yeah, they're hurting people and they're killing people and stealing.
Yeah. And it's really easy to get caught up in that anger, but the anger doesn't help. At this point, I've gotten to the point, and I'm happy with it, where I don't get angry at it. I'm going to be opposed to it till the end, whatever happens, whether we get liberty or who knows. You know, it's an open book at this point. But I don't see the benefit in, you know, waiting for the day where they finally do come and impress us. Like, you know, I'm content to oppose it 100% and peacefully and just let it, you know, if they're going to be the ones who get violent, then I guess we should figure it out at that point. But there's no use focusing on it right now, because if focusing on the anger and, you know, blowing people away, and it doesn't promote liberty, it doesn't help us at all. All it does is just, it's self-destructive.
Right. I think that the anger is part of the natural process of the realization that the government is an armed gang and, you know, using force and violence to get what they want from people. And I think that it's natural and it's okay in that sense. However, it can go on for too long. The longer it goes on, the more it festers inside you and the more it eats you up and the more likely you're going to do something that is bad and isn't going to be productive for liberty. I think that once you come to, you need to come to another point that says that, well, I want peace. Well, that's what this movement's about. It's a movement of morality and peace, and I want that for me and my family, and I'm not going to get that by harboring these feelings of anger and hate towards the government. How could I possibly get that for the people that I love by, you know, harboring feelings of hate? It doesn't make any sense. However, I wasn't able to find that. It was very difficult for me to find that peace by, you know, continuing to do what I had done. And especially in my job, where every single day we go over the atrocities that the government does, and some of them can be very, very outrageous and difficult to swallow. You know, the average person can turn off the TV or whatever. I do this stuff for a living, so I wasn't able to do that. And it was coming here to the Free State Project where I was able to get around a bunch of people, see hope. Once you can see hope, then you don't have to be angry any longer.
Any other thoughts?
Yes. Ian had said something. Ian, you had said something to the effect of, after they shot the guy, they would rape his wife. And so did someone, I didn't catch who, maybe it was Mark, saying that was like some sort of absurdity.
It's a long shot, and it's nothing that I'm concerned with. But go ahead.
No, not in Rhode Island.
Well, Rhode Island is the most corrupt state in the union.
For sexually assaulting a woman, I believe he was responding to a domestic call. But yeah, they actually fired one of their own, which means he did something pretty bad.
Probably did it.
Yeah, probably did it.
Jeremy, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mark listening in Virginia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and the other Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm on my cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yep, all good. Go ahead.
Cool. I can hear you, too. I got a clear signal. I'm out here in southern Virginia, way out in the country, and I live on a farm, and I have kind of a different take on all this stuff, which I don't think you guys are going to like what I have to say, but I do want to say it if you'll let me.
Okay.
I feel like all these people out in the country, no matter what color we are or race or, you know, whatever we are, we're out in the country. And I think that, you know, all the folks in the militias and all the folks who are worried about what's going to happen in our country, I think we should just all kind of calm down. And I'll tell you why. I have a different take on President Obama and maybe our situation in the country. I kind of feel like the world system's right. We do live in a police state. I mean, everybody pretty much agrees with that. We live in a police state, a surveillance state. We don't know who to trust. I mean, you know, money talks, and you never know who anybody is around you. I mean, I don't want to be paranoid. I live out here in the country. I figure, like this, there's no reason for me to be afraid. I'm kind of one of these nutty people. I'm off the grid. I'm kind of self.
Yeah.
I hunt and I fish, you know. So I just feel like we just don't have much to worry about, and I want to explain to you why. I feel that the systems that everyone thrives off of, you know, like you have two kinds of collapses. You have basically a monetary collapse that I feel is inevitable because of the situation with the economy and the kind of policies that, whether it's Bush or Obama, it's the same thing I heard you say earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm. I tend to feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, and so what I want to say is that we're, in my opinion, we're heading for an inevitable monetary collapse. And I feel that a monetary collapse is one thing, and then you may have what is known as a societal collapse. Now, here's what I'm going to say that you guys probably aren't going to like, but I'm going to say it because I feel like it needs to be said. Now, that being said, I don't agree with it, and I think it's going to be wrong, but I'm going to say it because this is what's going to happen. When we have a monetary collapse, at some point we're going to have a societal collapse soon after to follow. Now, I hope it doesn't happen. But when it does, President Obama will preside over the rounding up of, you know, because they're going to riot in the cities. Now, the majority, and I hate to say this, but like with the L.A. riots that the other guy brought up, unfortunately, it's going to be mostly, you know, blacks and Hispanics. Of course, there will be some whites, too, and Obama is going to preside over rounding all of these people up. Now, or containing them in the cities. Now, he's going to be so busy messing with that, he's not going to have time to come out here and mess with Joe Blow Country Boy, whether you're Asian, black, white, Hispanic. You live out in the country and you've got some sort of preparedness and you don't have to go down. You can hunt and fish kind of like me, which a lot of people are becoming more adept at and are preparing. And, you know, people have guns and stuff. They're not going to have time to come out and mess with us. I didn't really understand where these Hutari people were coming from. You know, it seems like they were kind of stupid. I mean, it was so ignorant to not realize you had a moles in the organization. I mean, you know, this is why I say you don't know who you can trust. And
I think you're right that they were ignorant and possibly a little on the dumb side because they were manipulated by the FBI agent, most likely, into doing whatever it was they were doing. And
well,
they target people that are susceptible to
that. If the government's going to go round people up in the cities for rioting, wouldn't they be going out in the country? I mean, at that point, you're talking about a total societal breakdown. Wouldn't they be going out in the country looking for food that they can placate people in the cities with?
Who knows, man? It's all speculation. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No, I tend to agree with him. It is a lot harder to find somebody out in the woods than it is in an urban
place. It's not that hard to find their farm, though.
There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and discounted M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call, perhaps. If you make it now, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy this program, you can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Getting together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people does amazing things for, well, your social life, at least in my case,
yeah.
And also for hope. As we've been talking about this hour, it gave me hope where I thought there was none. And
right.
Getting around...
Well, hearing people talk about it, and I was down in Florida still while you guys were up here, and hearing about you guys talk about it is nothing compared to coming up and experiencing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And, so come on up whenever you get a chance.
Yeah, actually, and I would invite anybody who's thinking about it, who's even not thinking about it, just hearing about it, come up, visit Porkfest, which is coming up. It's a great time. Guaranteed.
Over 450 people, I think, are already saying they're going to be there at Porkfest.
That's a huge camp camping expedition.
Yeah.
And we're still 3 months away, pretty much, from the actual event, or just under 3 months.
74 days.
You're counting. That's good. It is a good time. I had a great time last year. Free Talk Live broadcast live from the event, and it's a blast. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, get signed up, and then get up here, because this is where freedom is going to happen, because the people coming here, that's their intention. So join us at freestateproject.org. We continue with your phone calls. Gene, who is a Free State Project participant in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. I'm 100 miles from New Orleans, headed down to the Southern Republican Leadership Conference.
Ew, why would you go there?
Oh, because they're having another straw poll. You know, Ron Paul actually broke the record on the previous straw poll they had where he got 31% of the vote. And... of course, then the news media poo-pooed that and said, well, it doesn't count because it's not the big one. The big one is the one in New Orleans. So my wife and I are both going to vote for Ron Paul in the straw poll, and they're going to be doing the voting, I guess, today and tomorrow for straw poll. If there's anybody else that's in the neighborhood or can get down to New Orleans before, I think, about 4 or 5 tomorrow, they might be able to get a ticket at the Campaign for Liberty bench and get in. I can't guarantee that, but if they can get in, then they can help put Ron Paul through the to the top again, and we'll see what the news media does with that.
Sure, sure. They'll always come up with something. There is always an excuse that the last one, it was because there were too many young people there, and, of course, they acted like that was a bad thing, and that young people were getting involved in voting, and they selected Ron Paul. And so there's always some sort of way they can pawn it off.
But the more excuses they make, the more exposed they are to being a bunch of clowns, and that just helps our cause better.
I think it was CBS News had a poll up on their website asking people to vote on what Republican politician they wanted to see in 2012 and run. Ron Paul ran away with it with something like 40% of the vote.
Well, it's obvious that the thinking people support liberty, so we need to try and do everything we can to show what a bunch of clowns these media people are and the controllers in Washington, D.C. So,
Gene, I had some show prep for you tonight called The Government is One Giant Cult from LouRockwell.com, and I don't know if we're definitely not going to have a chance to get to it, but I just wanted to let you know I was thinking of you when I saw that story.
Well, I'll have to look that up. It's still there, LouRockwell.com?
Yeah, it's a fresh story on their site today, so right there on the front page of the site.
Great. Sounds like my kind of reading.
Indeed, sir. Thanks, and have fun out there. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue and talk to Jeremy listening in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Mark, Luther, and Ian.
What's happening, Jeremy?
I should put Ian first since he's the top dog.
I wanted to put
the other guys first for once.
Oh, thank you.
I hold that dog's chain. Go on.
Hey, I wanted to comment a little bit about the militias. You know, those guys, the Hooteries, they lived in that town for 34 years without so much as a parking ticket. Most militias that I've known, well, all the ones that I've seen are defensive militias. They just don't go out and attack federal buildings or police funerals, and it's written in all the handbooks. I've recently joined the Alaska Citizens Militia, but I guess you don't really have to join automatically. You're in if you're 18 to 45 or something like that. But
So you said it's written in the handbooks? What's written in the handbooks?
That it's a defensive militia.
I see.
You know, that I can't quote the whole handbook to you right now. I don't have it in front of me, but it does say that we are a defensive militia, and that's, I mean, what's more peaceful than, I mean, protecting home, life, food, property, you know?
There you go.
I mean, that's pretty much what the militias are about to me. If I'm wrong, maybe someone can correct me, but to me...
Well, you're in one of them, so I'll take your word for it, Jeremy. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Kanan in Colorado. Kanan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to see if you guys heard anything about that. This guy named Andrew McGuire, he's a independent metals trader, and he came out as a whistleblower. I think it was around the beginning of this month, around April the 3rd. And he's saying that he has evidence that J.P. Morgan is leveraging their naked shorts of silver contracts 100-1.
Yeah.
And he actually informed some sort of regulatory agency.
Hold on. You have to translate for me. What does that mean?
It appears as though this is the claim, and it's very interesting that there are essentially 100 ounces of paper silver, meaning they say they have that silver, for every 1 ounce of silver that exists. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my understanding.
Who is they? You say they.
J.P. Morgan.
Okay, so the bank, the J.P. Morgan bank, is claiming they have silver. They're claiming they have 100 times more than they actually have.
Right, and they're selling, they're doing it in the form of contracts, where they're selling short contracts, where these contracts aren't even, they're not even legitimate contracts. I mean, normally when you would short the metal, you would be borrowing a legitimate contract that someone actually owns, and then selling that, borrowing it just to sell it. Well, J.P. Morgan is allegedly just writing up contracts just to sell these out in silver, to sell these contracts. So basically, they're putting much more silver into the marketplace than actually exists.
So they're driving the price down as a result of that?
Mm-hmm. And this guy, Andrew McGuire, he's the whistleblower. informed the U.S. Commodities Trading Commission, and you know, being a government agency, they were just really diligent, and they investigated it, and they cut down the fraud right away.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they ran right out and arrested all the executives.
Right, but no, he got kind of a memo back, I guess, that said, you know, thank you for your observation. And not only did he whistleblow on this particular fraud, but he actually gave them a specific example of when they were going to drive down the price of silver, and he predicted exactly when they were going to do it, that they would push it under $15 an ounce. Yeah, under $15 an ounce, and this is like after February 13th, silver went as low as $14.62, right in the time that Andrew McGuire said that they were going to suppress the price of silver. And so basically, I think this is this might be a great time for people to get into the silver market if they want something that's going to be a hedge against inflation, like you guys always talk about. Silver is a great long-term, could be a great long-term investment. And right now you have the opportunity to get in what could be artificially low prices. Some people in the commodities blogosphere, you know, they're anticipating what they call a silver short squeeze, which would just be people wanting only the physical delivery of metal, and they're not going to be able to have they don't have the metal to deliver. So you'll see a huge, the price of silver will just skyrocket, in other words.
Yeah, essentially the gold bugs have been saying this, the same sort of thing for the last few years in the gold market too, is that they can't deliver the metal if you do the commodities trading. They just can't deliver it because they don't have it.
Well,
they're trading
you,
stuff they don't have.
I can tell you the folks over at Midas Resources have the have the metal. And
if you go to silver.freetalklive.com, you can purchase either gold or silver there, and you will have it in your hands within a couple of weeks. I mean, I bought
it. It was more than a couple weeks for me. It was like three or four weeks,
okay.
But it's faster than a lot of other places right now. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's been Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
So, yeah, great reason to not buy the We Promise We Have It silver, and to actually buy the silver that you could put in a safe or bury in an underground or something like that at silver.freetalklive.com. That's silver.freetalklive.com. And gold's available there, too. See you tomorrow night.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.